So let's move on and talk about metastatic disease. And why don't we go to your 68-year-old woman? Can you talk about what happened with her?
Yeah, this is an interesting case. It's a patient who presented, a 68-year-old at the time, much younger, who presented with a very large lung mass and multistation adenopathy, including N3 disease. Her tumor, if I recall, was large, something like 11 centimeters. And clinically, she was well, did have cough and wheeze. She was a smoker. So someone you would consider now stage 3C, then it was stage 3B, and very much appropriate for an aggressive chemoradiotherapy course. But understanding with a tumor that large, if you're not able to get control of the systemic disease burden, that you're unlikely to cure them with the radiotherapy, as well as the huge field, we opted to start with chemotherapy alone. If this tumor wasn't shrinking, we didn't feel like it was the right thing to radiate her. She was very much involved in her care decision-making and didn't want to put her body through that toxicity of esophagitis if it wasn't done in the right setting. She had cisplatin, pemetrexed, and bevacizumab with a really, really nice tumor response. So then moved forward after discontinuing the bevacizumab to complete cisplatin, pemetrexed, and radiation. So I think the aggressive therapy certainly helped her, but that was unfortunately short-lived. So this was well before the era of durvalumab, and her cancer did recur just about 6 months later. At that time, it was probably just a month or two after the FDA approval of nivolumab, and she started nivolumab with a truly remarkable response.
And then what happened?
So she had a nice response for many months and called the office with some increase in frequency of stool passage, not frank diarrhea, but some mucus and blood-tinged stools, very small volume, but going frequently. So her therapy was paused, and she was started on steroids for assumed colitis. The radiographic imaging confirmed colitis. It was quite distal and localized, and she responded fairly quickly to steroids at that time.
Did she have a PD-L1 assay?
No, we weren't routinely testing for PD-L1 then.
Right.